stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Mare Kure, Mare Kure, Mare Kure, Dumarange, 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 Mare Kure.
Do a limbo right quick. We can get down to the nitty gritty. Hey, can I have someone out there to hold a stick?
passar.
Aren't you glad we made the effort? that's just marvelous. Well, they'll be on again. I don't know exactly when. Look at your program and see. But they're unique. They are a Bahamian, Cuban and Caymanian heritages, and they work for the city of Key West, and they are street musicians. They play for many festivals and festivities in Key West, and if you ever go down, I hope you'll look for them and tell them you saw them at the 25th annual Florida Folk Festival. Now, you're going to sweep a little water off, boys. we are blessed this week, thanks to Evelyn for telling us that Larry Older, now of Lake Hamilton, Florida, had retired from Upper State, New York. He was a lumberman, a journeyman, but from first to last, a traditional fiddler, and he is the subject of a current documentary film by Bowling Green Films. This is his first Florida Folk Festival. Let's welcome Larry Older.
First, I want to tell you what's the nicest thing about. I was going to sing this afternoon already.
Good. That's great.
But being in Florida, because Upper New York State, where I lived, if somebody moved in, a couple, and lived there for 75 years, they'd still be calling them that new couple. And we were down here 2 years and 8 months, and I got a letter from Miss Bolton, said, "Dear cousin Larry," you see. Didn't take 3 years to be a cousin. Oh, I'll start off with something nonsense, see if my hands will work. Better tune up first. I guess so. Something's going right. There's a man by the name of Mike Hogan. He's plaguing me out of me life. Now he's a big daughter named Bridget, and he wants me to make her me wife. She stands 6'4" in her stockings, sure herself of meself would make 3. And whenever I stand down beside her, me elbow just touches her knee. Come now, Patsy McCann, won't you marry me, daughter? Patsy McCann, she's the girl you should wed. 10 golden sovereigns down I will give you, 3-legged stool and a fine feather bed. St. Peter, St. Paul, and St. Patrick. All the pictures that hang on the wall, I'll throw them all into the bargain, if you'll marry me daughter at all. So I married that big Bridget Hogan. She's mine now for better or worse. Ah, but the blessings that she should have brought me, sure I think they've turned into a curse. She nags and she nags and she flays me. She toys me lest I run away. Me 6'4" beauty's a caution, and her father was worse for to say. Come now, Patsy McCann, won't you marry me, daughter? Patsy McCann, she's the girl you should wed. 10 golden sovereigns down I will give you, a three-legged stool and a fine feather bed. St. Peter, St. Paul, and St. Patrick, all the pictures that hang on the wall, I'll throw them all into the bargain, if you'll marry me, daughter, at all. When the lumberjacks used to come out of the woods in the spring of the year, they had the whole winter's pay in their pocket. They hadn't had a drink, and they were heading for a good time. It didn't take much alcohol to put them down, and to make it worse, the bartenders would chalk them down 2-1 for every drink. Then they'd go back into camp in the fall swearing that they'd figure out a scheme this winter. They'd get the best of that long, white-aproned man. And this is all about the festive lumberjack, when the lumberjack was out on town. I've been around the world a bit. I've seen beasts great and small. The one I mean to tell about for daring beats them all. He leaves the woods with his bristles raised the full length of his back. He's known to men of science as the festive lumberjack. The chorus, if you want to pick it up. He's a wild rip snorting devil every time he comes to town. He's a porky, he's a moose cat, too busy to sit down. But when his silver's registered and his drinks is coming few, he's then as tame as other jacks has met their Waterloo. While out in camp he's very wise, he'll tell you of his plan. He's figured out and knows he'll beat the long white apron man. He means to cut out drink and booze and climb right up in fame. In a year of time alone, a handsome little claim. He's a wild rip snorting devil every time he comes to town. He's a porky, he's a moose cat, too busy to sit down. But when his silver's registered and his drinks is coming few, he's then as tame as other jacks has met their Waterloo. He goes down to the city with his time check in his hand, busy as a bedbug for an instant couldn't stand. Till he gets his pile of silver, which will vanish soon from sight, for he intends to log a bit and he will do it right. He's a wild rip snorting devil every time he comes to town. He's a porky, he's a moose cat, too busy to sit down. But when his silver's registered and his drinks is coming few, he's then as tame as other jacks has met their Waterloo. 12 drinks of whiskey straight and the jack feels pretty fair. Heavy logging then begins, but he's logging with hot air. His peakers rise above the clouds, a cross hall man below works by a code for he couldn't hear him whoa. He's a wild rip snorting devil every time he comes to town. He's a porky, he's a moose cat, too busy to sit down. But when his silver's registered and his drinks is coming few, he's then as tame as other jacks has met their Waterloo. Now every jack's a cant hook man, no others can be found. He does some heavy logging, but he does it best in town. He's loved by all the pretty girls who at his feet would kneel if they could win the darling chap that burls a crooked steel. He's a wild rip snorting devil every time he comes to town. He's a porky, he's a moose cat, too busy to sit down. But when his silver's registered and his drinks is coming few, he's then as tame as other jacks that's met their Waterloo. So here's a proposition, boys, when next we meet in town, we'll form a combination and we'll mow the forest down. We then will cash our handsome checks, we'll neither eat nor sleep, nor will we buy a stitch of clothes while whiskey is so cheap. He's a wild rip snorting devil every time he comes to town. He's a porky, he's a moose cat, too busy to sit down. But when his silver's registered and his drinks is coming few, he's then as tame as other jacks that's met their Waterloo. '60 to 1910, Glens Falls, New York, was the lumbering capital of the world. They took it away from Bangor, Maine. And then it went on, and wherever this song come from, I don't know, but we mentioned going to Glens Falls for a spree or good time. Once more, a lumbering go. Ye mighty sons of freedom, the round the mountains range, come all you gallant lumber boys and listen to my song. On the banks of the sweet Saranac, where its limpid waters flow, we'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. To the music of our axes, we'll make the woods resound, and many a tall and lofty pine come tumbling to the ground. At night around our good campfire, we'll sing while cold winds blow. We'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go. You may talk about your parties and your plays. Pity us poor lumber boys go jouncing on our sleighs. But we ask no better pastime than to hunt the buck and doe. We'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. More a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. When winter it is over and the ice-bound streams are free, we'll drive our logs to Glens Falls and we'll haste our girls to see. With plenty to drink and plenty to eat, back to the world we'll go. We'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go. Once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumbering go.
Do I have time for one? Okay.
I asked for that because I wanted to sing one song the way we used to sing in the woods with no accompaniment. I was 21 years old before I saw my first guitar. And so if we sat down to sing to anyone like this, no matter whether it was one or 100, it would be just the voice. And I'm going to sing you one just the way my father would have done it and the way I always do it. See? And it's about a dog. Maybe your children would like to get a pup like this. It was Mickey Brannigan's pup. He was quite a dog, as you'll hear it right now. Old Mickey Brannigan had a bull pup. He was bred from an elegant stock. For 17 hours of battle he fought, he did by my soul by the clock. His tail was a neat little bit of a stub, bow-legged with two crooked eyes. By the looks of his snaggletooth mug was enough for the devil himself in disguise. Bow, wow, wow, what a dog to be sure, when at fighting he'd never give up. There never was no such a wonderful dog as old Mickey Brannigan's pup. For he tore the tail off of Maloney's best coat, the bustle of Mary Ann Flynn. He run between young Kitty Mulligan's legs, now truly want that a sin. Bow, wow, wow, what a dog to be sure, when at fighting he'd never give up. There never was no such a wonderful dog as old Mickey Brannigan's pup. He snatched up the little Dutch shoemaker's dog, he shook him around like a rat. He murdered Jim Mowen's most wonderful goat and the tail of McManus's cat. Bow, wow, wow, what a dog to be sure, when at fighting he'd never give up. There never was no such a wonderful dog as old Mickey Brannigan's pup. There's a man come around with an organ one day with a monkey tied fast with a string. And when the pup saw him, he howled with delight and he made a most wonderful spring. He grabbed at the old organ grinder and all, he murdered the organ inside. And be heavens, he tried for to swallow the monk and he choked on his tail and he died. Thank you all.
Girl scream and go into the side of that little girl's bed. Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy, don't work in the mines today. Dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. Never could live without you. I dreamed that the mine was all heaving and fire. Brave men begged for their lives. And the scene then it changed. The mouth of the mine covered with sweethearts and wives. Daddy, don't work in the mines today. Dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. Go down to the valley and tell all your friends, sure as the stars above shine, that something is going to happen today. Daddy, don't work in the mines. Oh, Daddy, don't work in the mines today. Dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. Thank you very much. I'd like to do a song called Utah Carol. Well, riding closer on your pony, and I'll tell to you the tale of my partner, Utah Carol, and his last ride on the trail. We were rounding up the cattle down in Mexico's fair land, where the cattle roam by thousands, many a name, many a brand. We were rounding up one morning and our work was almost done, when the cattle all got frightened and broke in a wildish run. Well, the foreman's little daughter, she was standing by one side, darted out to head the cattle, and that's where my partner died. Now he had rode in close beside her, And he took her in his arms, and he felt they were successful and were free from future harm. But the weight upon the saddle that was never known before, yes, the weight upon the pony bore them down beneath the horn. Then his pistol, it flashed like lightning. The report rang loud and clear. Yes, his pistol flashed like lightning as he shot the raging steer. Then we went to hear his funeral, and we heard that preacher say that my partner, Utah Carroll, would be saved on that great day. There's a grave without a headstone, neither has it date or name, and that's where my partner's sleeping, and from there is where I came. Yonder come Miss Rosie, how in the world you know? Well, I could tell her by the apron and the dress she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She gonna tell that governor to turn loose her man. Let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boy, Lord, you better act right. Well, you better not gamble, and you better not fight. Else the sheriff, he'll arrest you, and his boys will take you down. And the next thing you know, boy, you're jailhouse bound. Let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. They took me down to the railroad. They put me on a car with a big policeman. Smoked a strong cigar. Took me down to the railroad. They put me on a train. They tied your daddy with that ball and chain. I let the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me.
That was one of our favorites, Michael Moore. Let's give him another hand. And welcome Mary Ann Dinella and Tony Myers from Tampa. They too are amongst our favorites, and they've been here not enough times. And see, there's the sun to make freckles.
Get it right in just a minute. First song we're going to do is If I Were Free, old one.
If I were free speak my mind, I'd tell a tale to all men. how we paint this weary world has had its fill of words of war on every hill. The time has come for peaceful days and peaceful men of peaceful ways. If I were free to speak my mind, I'd tell a tale to all mankind of how the flowers they bloom and fade, of how we fall and how we pay.
This song is called The Minstrel. It's an old Ian and Sylvia tune. Everything seems to be sticky. And yet I do not
For those cut down without a reason, they have learned the way of life that only comes from a life of learning. Every piece of work that we have come to worship and admire sprang to life beneath the crippled, twisted raw pain and sorrow. Come and see what the blind man sees when he hears you speak. I hope you have enjoyed my song, listen one and all. You'll find that I have really told no tale to you at all. And I offer no apologies for anything I've done. It seems the end of useless things about us has begun. Come and see, we were always free, we were never alone, we never left home.
Last one is a Bob Dylan song, which we've always liked an awful lot. I think it's called Girl from the North Country. If you're traveling in that North Country fair, where the winds hit heavy on that borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you go when the snow lays fall, when the river is free and summer ends, please see for me, she's a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. Please see for me if her hair's hanging long, grows and flows all down her breast. Please see for me if her hair's hanging long. Oh, that's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering, she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. Remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. Thank you kindly.
those two lovely singers are heard folk singing around the Tampa Bay area. And you'll have the pleasure of hearing them in some of the night spots in Tampa some of these times. Now let's welcome back, after 5 years' absence, the Sawgrass Boys, under the leadership of Frank Cunningham from Hope Sound.
Obviously, that's me, because I got out here first. All right, we'll start off with the fiddle. Not me. Howard back here is going to start off with the fiddle. And we're going to play one called the Kansas City Railroad Blues. Thank you very much. You sound like you like that all right, and obviously we do too. That's one of our good songs. You ought to hear some of the others. Now, we're going to sing a ballad. A ballad is a slow song. It usually tells some tale of woe or something like that. This song came off of a rock record that my daughter had one time, and she said, "Daddy, you ought to learn that because it's a good bluegrass song." And it turns out I kind of think it probably is. It's a song called A Daisy a Day, and I think Stephen Stills wrote it, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, I think, was who made this record. All right, A Daisy a Day, and GL here with the resonator guitar is going to kick this off for us.
Fun and the teasing and the reason reason that he wrote her this song.
I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy, a day.
And I'll love you until all the rivers run dry and the four winds
we know blow away.
Walk hand in hand in the evening, and for years I would see them go by, and their love that was more than the clothes that they wore, I could see in the gleam of their eyes. I was a kid and they would take me for candy, and I'd love to go tagging along. We would walk hand in hand to the corner, and then the old man would sing her this song.
I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy, a day.
I'll love you until all the rivers run dry
and the four winds we know blow away.
Walks alone in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and somehow I believe he's believing that he's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him. And he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy a day.
I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day.
I'll love you until all the rivers run dry
and the four winds we know blow away.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now we're going to do a number called A Fox on the Run. This is a song that's been out for a while that lots of bluegrass musicians do, and it's a nice little song. And if you're a bluegrass nut, you're probably tired of hearing it, but if you're not, maybe you'll enjoy it. Anyway, it's called A Fox on the Run, and GL is going to sing lead.
You're going to let that thing down. You're taller than I am. A little bitty short fella here.
All right, are you in there?
I'll get it up halfway where you guys don't have to get down on your knees. Okay, ready? We
the corn eating down to the river. Hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox.
Like a fox. Everybody knows the reason for the fall. How a woman tempted man down in paradise's hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. I'm like the lonely fox, now I need a place to hide.
Well, she ran through the corn, eating down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die.
A glass of wine to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I've seen a lot of girls who have set me all aglow. But the chase is almost over now, the hounds are at my door. Well, she
ran through the corn, leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die.
Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
She left me to die like a fox on the run.
All right, we're going to do one more number and then let your ears recover from all this. This number's called Will You Miss Me When I'm Gone, and GL is again going to take the lead, and I want you to pay close attention to Billy Holmes. That's the guy here with the other guitar. He's going to sing the bass part, and I don't want to forget Ella Mae, because if it wasn't for Ella Mae, we'd all be playing something different, probably, and that's her over there on the bass. All right. Is everybody... Uh-oh, they want to do it in B-flat now. Just a minute.
Back it up one.
We'll probably flatten this out. It'll be all the way down to the stage here. Wait a minute. I've got to fix this microphone or I'll be in serious trouble.
You want to start off on that?
I guess I can. Lips of mine nevermore place a kiss upon your brow, and when I'm gone forever, will you love me then as now?
Will you miss me?
Earthly grave, come and sit alone. beside me. Till the flowers nod and wave.
Will you miss me?
Miss me when I'm gone.
Will you miss me?
Miss me when I'm gone.
Will you miss me?
Miss me when I'm gone.
Will